Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. Paul Joseph Watson just left us, and we've got Bob Chapman online. We're going to be getting into the economy and so much more with Mr. Chapman. But first, I want to thank a couple of the sponsors that have made this radio broadcast possible. PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, go visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. So go check them out right now at PureWaterFreedom.com. And, of course, our oldest sponsor out there, SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. And a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. You want a small victory against the New World Order? Grow that victory garden. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com or check them out at 1-877-327-0365. All right, we're joined by Bob Chapman. And I have a couple of questions for Bob myself. I was only able to scan over the news for about an hour today. I was out of town last night. So there are a couple headlines that I'd like to go over, including this one right here. FDIC problem banks at 775, a total of 775 banks, or one-tenth of all U.S. banks were on the FDIC's list of problem institutions in the first quarter as bad loans in the commercial real estate market weighed on bank balance sheets. And it's probably much worse than that. But, of course, the one-tenth, the 10% they're talking about are the smaller banks that will be consolidated into the big boys. What's your take, Bob?
Well, first of all, the figure is over 2,000. The real figure, I know that because I have somebody who attends those meetings who leaks the stuff to me. Second of all, there's 2,000 banks that the controller of the currency's office has their employees in, and they're actually running the banks. And eventually, all of those banks will probably go under. 72 banks officially have gone under this year, but they don't count how many branches they had, and many of them have 50 or 300 or whatever it is branches. So it's been fairly extensive as far as job loss is concerned. And I think that there's a good possibility that 200 to 300 will go under this year. It's hard to tell which way they're going to go on it as far as whether they're going to have some mergers. And very often they don't even announce some mergers. The FDIC probably has about $90 billion, including the 3 years that the banks have paid ahead on their dues. That probably will last them till the end of the year, maybe into the first quarter next year, and they're going to be broke again. And so it's not very good. But those are the numbers on that.
So what are we going to see? More revolving bailouts once this comes out, once we have a couple banks go under, some more consolidation of power? They'll say the FDIC is broke and needs more help?
Well, under the bill that was just passed in the Senate, which must go to conference in the House, the Federal Reserve, instead of being audited like they should be, is going to have one audit, and it's going to be restricted to just one certain area, and that's it. And so what they're doing is throwing the public a bone. And within that bill, the FDIC is supposed to take over the control of the currency, the FDIC, the SEC, the CFTC, and a new group called Consumer something or other to protect consumers. And then they also have another group that they formed under that.
Hold right there, Bob. We're going to come back to you on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go over this new Senate bill that passed 59-39 just yesterday with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. We've got Bob Chapman on the line. I want to read some of this article. Senate passes financial reform bill. Vote represents a major policy victory for President Obama. And I was out of town last night, so I was kind of late coming in. I didn't get to see this until last minute. Bob's going to break down what this bill is really about. But let me read the first paragraph for you. Prodded by national anger at Wall Street, the Senate on Thursday passed the most far-reaching restraints on big banks since the Great Depression. In its broad sweep, the massive bill would touch Wall Street CEOs for the first time high home buyers, high-flying traders, and small-town lenders. And they're going to pass 59 to 39. But, Bob, what does this really mean?
It makes a monopoly out of the Federal Reserve, a private corporation. And it will include, as I pointed out earlier, really escape from audit for all intents and purposes, and the absorption of the control of the currency and the FDIC, the SEC, the CFTC, and this new Consumer Protection Agency and a stability board that they'll have or something to that effect. And also, they want reporting on derivatives that are trading over the counter market to be transparent, like other kinds of derivatives that are now traded on exchanges and have been since 1972. Wall Street doesn't like that. They didn't say anything there was no discussion over the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and their problems and a possible takeover or something to be done with them. They discussed Glass-Steagall reintroduction, and that went by the wayside.
Now, let's talk about Glass-Steagall for a moment. What would have happened if they had reintroduced Glass-Steagall, in your opinion?
I think it would have solved a great many of the problems that we have today. It was probably one of the most brilliant pieces of legislation at the right time, 1931, and it stood up all those years. And what it is, essentially, is a wall between the banks and the brokerage firms and the insurance companies. They used to be all together, and they had trusts and things like that. And when the market went down in the 30s, it was a disaster because of the concentration and the interconnectivity of these banks with one another and their brokerage houses and all of that. And that's why they broke them up. And they wanted to do that again. They also wanted to address the too big to fail. They didn't do anything about that. And the people in the House are very disturbed that H.R. 1207, which was the House bill, 326 members voted for it, that was decimated in the Senate committee. And so this bill is not going to easily go through the House, whether there's a lot of Democrats in there or not, and because some of the Democrats are fiscally conservative. And so we haven't heard the end of this yet, but I want to add something here that you didn't expect, and that is, on May 6th, we saw the market drop 1,000 points, and I explained in the forecaster why that happened. And it was these black box traders using the algorithms and hedge funds that deliberately knocked the market down. And they were trying to tell the Senate, if you don't do what we want you to do, we're going to destroy this market. Now, they've done it again in the last 5 or 6 days, because they wanted to, again, get the Senate to do as little as possible about the things that the Senate was supposed to do and what Wall Street and banking didn't want. Now it's going to the House, and that's why you see what you're seeing going on. They're rigging the market.
Let me stop you right there. We've got Alex Jones on the line to throw in his two cents. Alex?
Yeah, how could I miss a day with Bob Chapman? And I was just listening to the show. Absolutely. They've got to pass this in the House. And this isn't just Alex Jones or Bob Chapman telling you this. This has been in the Associated Press. But they're reporting it like it's a good thing. In the bill, it allows the federal government to lifetime track every credit card purchase, everything you're doing in your bank account. You know, before they could just randomly dial in or, you know, have the bank spy on you. This is now everything you do transparent to the government, and it gives all these Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan regulators that are in all the regulation positions the power to come in and take over regional banks, local banks, healthy banks, and that's why the head of the Texas Banking Association a month ago basically, you know, wrote a big editorial saying this is a takeover of healthy banks that aren't involved in the derivatives. So what Bob said is absolutely right. This is a expansion, a monopoly of the Federal Reserve offshore power. This is what the bankers always do. They create the crisis, and then they sell something to the public that, oh, this will get the big bankers. This will, just like 1913 takeover was passed as a supposed way to bring the bankers to justice when they were the ones that were engineering it. So it's problem, reaction, solution. We've got to beat this in the House. It's just a giant power grab. And so I want Bob to speak to that, and I'm going to let you guys go. But I also want Bob to talk about what's happening in the global markets right now you know, what he sees with the serious chance of a financial meltdown. Robini and others are saying at least a 20% drop in the next month in the stock market. Faber's saying a 90% chance China's going to implode, which will bring us down. I mean, these are crazy times to be alive. And Jason, great job. Bob Chapman, good hearing you. Go ahead, and you guys take back over.
We had Senator Tom Harkin discussing this legislation. Now, he voted for it, and then he said, but I wish we could have gotten the proposal to reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act through. Is he being genuine, or is he really just playing both sides of the field, do you think, Bob?
That's hard for me to say. Mm-hmm. This is a subjective answer, but knowing he's a politician, he's playing both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he did one thing and says another. You know, watch what they do, not what they say. And but just generally speaking, I think we're on our way, and this is a side note, with the elections that are being held, the primaries particularly, are very positive in our direction. And I just hope in November that people stampede to the polls and vote out every incumbent with the exception of a handful. And if we can do that, we get a shot within the system of changing things and changing them dramatically. If that doesn't happen, it's not going to be easy. Getting back to the financial experience that we're going through right now, most people won't come out and say what I and Max Kaiser in particular say, because we've both been market people, so to speak, for many years. And the truth about what these people are up to, and it is amazing that the power and the pressure that they're the Wall Street and banking are bringing upon the Senate. You saw they did virtually nothing, and they're going to try to apply the same pressure to the House. And they're telling these people now, you see the market, you want it a couple of thousand points lower, we'll put it there. If you don't, we'll do what we do. It's extortion.
And you think they're just going to continue to do this again and again and again? I mean, where is the end game? When is enough power enough? As Alex talked about, this is yet more consolidation of power for the Federal Reserve. We saw that consolidation of power over a year ago at the G20, when all of a sudden the Federal Reserve, the SEC were under the IMF and World Bank. I mean, how much further can they take this, Bob?
Well, they're going to take it as far as they can, because they want a one-world dictatorial government. They want to enslave everybody, and they wanted to do this for 1,000 years. And so they're going to keep on doing it, and that's why if we can go in and take over Congress, so to speak, for the people instead of these vested interests, then we can stop them from doing what they're doing. I mean, flash trading, which is front-running, has always been illegal, and the SEC stands there and allows 17 major firms with black boxes, with algorithms, to beat the public to death in nanosecond trading right in the New York Stock Exchange. It's incredible. Second of all, they allow naked shorting, and it's illegal, but they still do it. And derivatives are a disaster waiting to happen. There shouldn't be any derivatives unless they're on a listed exchange. There shouldn't be the Chi-X exchange, which most of you have never even heard of, which is doing these deep, I forget what they call them. I write about it all the time, but I can't remember. Deep pools, as they're called.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't report to anybody. I mean, this is incredible. They're trading billions of dollars of shares every day in these dark pools, and nobody knows what they're doing.
And well, I think that's why it's so important that we need to get ourselves into a position where we can take care of ourselves financially if the stock market completely dies, if the dollar is devalued further. On the other side, I want to talk about China revaluation would hurt U.S. world banks, and that is the, I believe, chief economist of the World Bank actually admitting if they revalue China's currency, it's going to hurt us big time. I want to get your take on that, but I also want to implore people to protect themselves, to get into gold and silver and hard currencies that have retained value for thousands of years over at the internationalforecaster.com, or you can call 1-800-686-2237. They've got a few deals. We'll go over those in the next segment, but it is completely incredible to me the way the media spins the passages of these bills. Oh, they're going after the banksters. We're getting hard on Wall Street, when in fact all they're doing is consolidating power into a world dictatorial banker-run government. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. Bob Chapman on the line. We'll be back after this.
fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. We've got Bob Chapman on the line. And before I get into China revaluation would hurt U.S., World Bank's Lin, that's the chief economist for the World Bank, actually admitting if they revalue China's currency, it is going to hurt us here at home. I want to talk about solutions and how people can really protect themselves from this very faltering economy. Some of the other headlines out there are Dow dips below 10,000 points today. And it's stocks wobble after Dow dips below 10,000. Europe's debt woes raise concerns that global recovery could still be far away. And remember, we were already supposed to have this global recovery and, oh, the recession is over, but now it's a double dip recession and we dare not talk depression. Bob, how can people protect themselves?
Well, I think the most important thing is your job. And most people in the families today that are employed have the wife and the husband working, and you should diligently try your best to keep your job. And in the meantime, you should see to having freeze-dried and dehydrated food, because if you lose your job, at least you can eat. And if there's emergencies, you'll have them on hand. A water filter, if eventually we have the delivery of a water system breakdown. And you should have something in your home to protect it. Sometimes there's a lot of bad people running around, and I don't have to expand on that. And if you have investments, if you have money left over, then you should be out of the stock market except for gold and silver shares, out of bonds, out of the commodity market, because most people don't really shouldn't be there unless they're professionals, because 95% of the people who go into the foreign exchange market and the commodity market lose money. And you should only have in the bank 3 years supply of operating funds, 3 months supply of operating funds for a business, 6 months. You should have no CDs. You should have no cash value life insurance policies. You should have term policies, and you should not have annuities. They're all invested in the market and in bonds. Interest rates are definitely going to go up sooner or later, so the value of bonds will go down. So it cancels out all of those kinds of investments in this kind of an atmosphere. The only place to go to is gold and silver related assets. And that's really the package, and it's as simple as that. And anybody who has problems with it, all they have to do is email me and I'll tell them what to do. It doesn't cost them anything.
Absolutely. Why don't you tell people about some of the great deals over at Midas Resources right now?
Well, Midas has been offering off and on a special where if you purchase one French or Swiss franc, is usually the coin, the last price I think I got was $256.62, something like that. Mm-hmm. And if you buy that coin, you get a free one-year subscription to the International Forecaster, either by email or surface mail. And it's the best deal I've ever heard of. Ted pays for me for the publication, and so this is a real deal. And a lot of people are taking advantage of it, and I think if you don't, I think you're shortchanging yourself. This publication tells you everything that you need to know every week. Well, not quite everything. Alex tells you the rest. But anyway, it's a great offering, and you should take advantage of it. Do you have a phone number there for them?
Yeah, I sure do. It's 1-800-686-2237, or 2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. You guys also have Walking Liberty half dollars at $9.75, and of course the British Sovereign Gold coins at $332.12. And gold and silver have been doing especially well in the past few weeks, haven't they?
They have, and even though the market's come down, I'm telling my subscribers the correction, I think, is almost over in the gold and silver area, because I'm seeing short covering starting yesterday. I'm seeing more of it today. My gold's down about $11 right now, and the gold stocks are either even or up a little or down a little. And that's an indication you've got on a short-term and intermediate-term probably a sold-out market. But that market was attacked in the same way the other markets were. I mean, they couldn't have gold going up while they had the market going down, so they bopped it for the last few days. Another thing is the long gold options expire on Tuesday, and the writers of those options, the commercials, which are banks, they don't want them the options to expire in the money, and so they're knocking the market down too. So it'll be over by Tuesday.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. We're sitting with Bob Chapman. Go check out Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. We'll be back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. We're talking to Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster.com. And we're going to take your calls on the topic of the economy. No chupacabras, no spacemen, no Johnny nonsense. Let's keep it to topic. But before that, I want to get your take on the chief economist for the World Bank, Justin Yifu Lin, saying that if they revalue China's currency, it's going to hurt this country, and we've known this, but let's talk about the implications if it's actually done.
Well, since the mid-1990s, the preferred method of keeping down inflation in the United States has been the importation of goods from other countries, but particularly from China. I mean, you go in the store, virtually everything India is made in China, and these slave labor countries were able to deliver cheaper products, and they all suppress the value of their currencies. No matter what they say, that's what they were up to. And that's where I believe we need tariffs on goods and services like we used to have in order to set a level playing field if they want to do business in the United States. But the point here is that the Chinese currency is way undervalued. And if they raise it, the exports to the United States will be more expensive. And that's coming at a time when the dollar is expensive. And the dollar shouldn't be trading where it's at. Whether the euro should be where it's at is up to debate. But the point is the dollar doesn't deserve to be as strong as it is on the USDX index. It just went from 74 up to 85 in a four-month period, which is really insanity. And that means that the balance of payments deficit in the United States is going to skyrocket because they're not going to be able to sell very easily in foreign countries because their currency has gone up in value. So you put the two of them together, and the United States is going to pay dearly for a revaluation or a stronger Chinese currency.
Now, what are we talking about here? I mean, how much of our dollar's purchasing power is going to be lost? Are we going to see things raised by 25%, 30%, perhaps double in price in this country?
No. No, I don't think so. I would say 5 to 10%.
So it'll be gradual. They'll hit us up for 5 to 10% right now, and then maybe 5 to 10%.
Well, they really don't want to do that.
Okay.
Because they would rather imprison the slaves and try to make them work for the same amount of money or less and keep the market. That's really what they're all about. It's a command economy. It's a communist economy. And it's a totalitarian economy, which everybody seems to forget. I mean, these are the people that we used to chase all over the world and spy on and kill them. And we don't do that anymore. We play ball with them. I mean, what insanity. But anyway, China has got terrible problems. They have a stock market that's fallen 25% since last September, which incidentally we predicted on this program. And the housing market is a bubble. It's about to blow up. And they still have 30 million unemployed. The only thing I can see that's good that's happened in China is people are taking their foreign exchange and they're trading it in for gold and silver.
However, the working conditions in China are completely deplorable. Go check out Walmart, the high cost, the low prices, just to see that. But we also have new death at iPhone factory as Chinese worker becomes eighth fatality this year. And they always keep this hush-hush. They say the people that die are often committing suicide. But just a month ago, we ran the story in which Microsoft's subsidiary company there, everybody was asleep. There was about 30-40 workers in there, and they're working them 14-hour shifts, 7 days a week. Some of these people just can't handle it. I cannot imagine a system like China coming into the United States where we're literally slaves of the political elite, the workforce. I just can't tell you how deplorable it is there. And then you have people promoting China like it's the best thing since breakfast, Bob. And like you said, we've been trading with them now openly for 20 plus years and really encouraging this behavior.
That's right. And so what does it say about our government? I think we could call it corporatist fascist. It's just two types of socialism, and they seem to be getting along fine, as long as it lines the pockets of the wealthy transnational conglomerates and the members of Congress and the elites who give orders to our government and most governments in the world.
Yeah, and I briefly cover this in my latest film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, when I'm going over the Bush senior era of a quote-unquote New World Order. We go to a Senate hearing where Joe Biden, Chris Dodd, and others are asking James Baker about China and its role in what? Oh, the New World Order, because that's what George Bush was talking about. He was talking about China's role in the New World Order, and James Baker says, look, this is a nation we're going to have to work with because of their size and because of their economy. We just don't have a choice. We're going to go to some calls for Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com right now. Ron in Illinois. Ron, you're on the line.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Invisible Empire. Awesome film. Just wanted to throw that out there for you guys.
Thank you.
Before I get into my question for Bob, I wanted to also say for any of you guys out there in Florida, there's a guy by the name of Bruce Ray Riggs. You can find him at 30 Uncle Sam. He's running for Senate. Good constitutionalist guy. You should check him out.
Okay.
Bob, my question is, do you know any rumors circling around about the possibility of, you know, with everybody finding out about what the Federal Reserve's doing and wanting to end the Fed, that there could be a shift into a possible split paradigm, like something under like a corporate treasury under the government itself, and then just shifting power into what's called the United States Treasury, only a corporate body of it?
I haven't heard that. I don't think they're attempting to do that as far as I know, although it would be something that they would consider, I would think. One of the things that I didn't mention today is my sources in New York City tell me that a class action suit of one of many is coming against J.P. Morgan Chase for rigging the silver market. And that ought to be quite interesting because that's exactly what they've been doing. And I think the defense is going to be, we did it for the U.S. government under the Working Group for Financial Markets. And maybe they'll get off the hook on it, but they're going to have to stop it. So it's going to be a big plus for us. And there are an awful lot of other lawsuits against them and other big firms of different kinds related to fraud.
All right, let's go to our next caller, Chris in Florida. You're on the line with Bob Chapman.
Oh, yeah. Jason, you're talking about the iPad where they're not accepting cash anymore, and I wanted to run this by Bob and have another question. There's the tender of payment governed under the Uniform Commercial Code 3-603, so that it seems to specify there under paragraph 2 that if you do tender payment and they refuse that tender, then your obligation is discharged, and perhaps that could be a way that we could use to preserve our right to take cash. Now, the definition of lawful money I noticed recently was repealed back in January 2009. It was in Title 12, Section 152, that says that the terms lawful money and lawful money of the United States shall be construed to mean gold and silver coin of the United States. And I was wondering if Bob had any news on that, because it seems like it had something to do with the FDR's replacing lawful money.
Bob?
Well, I think they'd like to do that, but I don't, under the circumstances in the world right now, I don't see anybody accepting anything that doesn't have some gold backing. And the SDRs have no gold backing. They tried them in the late 60s. They didn't work. They've been trying them again recently. They're never going to work. The only thing I can see that's workable is the G20 has a meeting. They index all the currencies into a giant index. They'll be weighted versus the value of the country involved, what their rating is, and use that for an international currency for international trade only. And I see that as doable. Other than that, I see nothing beyond that. I mean, these people on the inside are in deep trouble.
Before I go to Chris in Boston, Bob, I want to get your take on the fact that Apple is refusing cash for their iPad, saying it's for security reasons. So in order to buy one of these devices, you have to have a credit or debit card, further, you know, promoting this cashless society control grid.
Of course. And the idea is don't buy their products.
I'm with
it's
you 110%.
Simple. And I am a big fan of Apple computers.
Mm-hmm. But
we
this is just too important.
With, and I'll tell you, if that's a game they want to play, we'll play it. Don't anybody buy them. And maybe they might get the message.
All right, let's go to our next caller, Chris in Boston. Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
What's up? And by the way, folks, I just got this handed to me by Rob Dew. Believe it or not, Apple changes its tune. It will now accept cash for the iPad at the Apple store. So I guess the uprising of the past 2 or 3 days of us reporting on this has now caused really an incitement. And yes, now they are going to take cash. And that's the kind of thing we have to do. We have to force these people to take cash when they say no, because when they can turn down a legal tender, they can do just about anything they want. Go ahead, Chris.
How you doing, Jason? First of all, good. Thank you to you and Alex for all you guys do, and all your movies, everything you guys are doing are great.
Well, thank
Bob,
you.
How you doing? This is Chris. I was on the Ralph Evans show with you from Boston a couple weeks ago.
Well, no, it's Watertown, isn't it?
Yeah, but basically Boston, right? So, and
maybe Vermont next.
Yeah, exactly. Too bad for our Bruins, but who cares about sports anyway?
yeah.
My question, Bob, that recently I've had a chance to come up with some bonus money from work, and initially I was thinking about buying a gold coin or two, but when you think of everything going down, I mean, how much sense does it make to buy gold coins if it's going to collapse as bad as it seems? I mean, is silver
Chris,
better?
Where else are you going to go? That again? Where else are you going to go with your money that's safe?
And let me say this, too, Bob. When I started listening to the Alex Jones program in 2003, really started to become awake in 2002, you could purchase an ounce of gold for under $300. We're talking about less than 7 years ago, and I believe it's hovering around $1,200 right now. Even if it takes a hit and dips below $1,000, it still has inherent value as a fiat currency never will, Bob.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, is it really going to
go to
2,500?
Well, the deal is, Chris, you can wait and you can hedge your bets, or you can invest in something that will have a value a month from now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, or we can sit here and nitpick and say, well, it might fall a little bit. Oh, it might be manipulated. The bottom line is it's a hard currency and it has an intrinsic value for thousands of years. Appreciate the call. Got to jump. George in Connecticut, I believe. George, you're on the line.
So sort of similar question, but not quite exactly the same. I'm wondering, I mean, you can't put everything into gold bullion. Is there any fund that has a combination of bullion and maybe Barrick gold or Golden Mines and things like that? But I have a back-end question about that flash trading. How can we hit them with some sort of RICO Act or something like this? Because this is criminal. And if they finally are being hit from all sides, maybe not just in this country, but in other countries with similar laws, maybe we can stop them doing this and then stop them in the tracks, basically. But going back to my original question, is there anything beyond?
Well, I would say this before Bob answers the second part as part of the original question, and maybe there's some other funds out there too. I say silver. You know, Yeah. Midas also has gold in IRAs, but silver, for instance, you know, I can get the coin that says $20 on it. That's an ounce. I can get the one that says $10 on it. That's half an ounce. That could be used in any kind of daily trading as a $10 bill, a $20 bill. So have a few thousand in that, Bob.
Well, as far as the SEC and their non-execution of the rules, it's simple. You file a class action federal suit. That leaves everything out. And when you have hundreds of thousands of people filing this suit, or maybe a multiplicity of suits, they have to answer. That's number one. That's the way to go after them, to stop them. And that's what is happening to J.P. Morgan Chase right now. They're going after them, class action for rigging silver. As far as the fund is concerned, you don't have to do that. You buy gold and silver bullion and coins. If you want stocks, all you have to do is email me. I'll tell you what to buy. It doesn't cost you anything. And I've been doing this for over 50 years, and I used to be the largest gold silver stockbroker in the world.
All right, let's go to our next caller, Don, in New York. Don, you're on the line.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Two things, actually. First, I just wanted to make the example right off the bat before my question. You know, I applied for a mortgage from J.P. Morgan Chase, and everything went through. Everything was fine, and then they started getting into some very, very personal questions. They wanted to copy my divorce agreement. They asked me, you know, personal questions, and I said, "There's absolutely no bearing on my personal life. You know, what happened with my family or whatever that has anything to do with the bank. You know." With a mortgage, and then I was denied. So, you know, I think they're crooks, but I don't know.
Well,
if that
they're data
anything.
Collectors, and they don't want to make the loans.
Well, that's probably right. The question
and
the data
that they collect is being turned over to the United States government, and they get a dossier on you just like they have everybody else.
Yeah, they're going crazy in my area too. I live in a suburb of Manhattan. In New Jersey, and they're going crazy with the census too, like asking ridiculous questions. You know, even if you filled in the paperwork, oh, we just want to double check. You know, and they're going door to door. The financial question I had for you was, you know, everybody, I understand that gold is probably your best bet if you can get money together and invest in something. With the devaluation of currency. How does that relate to people who have debt? You know, like if you own a mortgage and it devalues, what is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? What can possibly happen?
Well, it's a bad thing because logically you would say if you owe $100,000 and the dollar is devalued by two-thirds, and so you would only have to pay back $32,500 on a $100,000 loan. Well, the government is not interested in that. They're interested in breaking you. They want everybody financially and economically on their knees, so they're going to tell you, you got to pay the old mortgage back. I don't know how you're going to do it, but do it. If you don't, we own your house.
All right, let's take one more caller before the break. Eddie in New Hampshire, quickly.
Hi. Bob,
yes, sir.
Peter?
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. I just had a quick question. Bob, a couple of weeks ago I heard you mention that you believe at some point that the stock market could go down as little as 2,500 to 3,000. I just wanted to know if you had...
2,832 is the number, but that's close enough.
Okay. If you had to guess, do you believe that decline is going to be gradual, or do you expect one major event to just set the plot?
I think it'll be gradual because of the ability of the United States government through the working group of financial markets to manipulate the market.
We're going to come back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, final segment with Bob Chapman, Infowars.com, and streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in for Alex Jones. We're joined by Bob Chapman. We've got Alex coming up in the next hour. Bob's going to hang over till the 5 after marker with us. And you were just finishing up how you don't think that the stock market collapse, and you said it could collapse to 2,800 to 3,500 points, will be a gradual one, Bob.
Well, probably. What is gradual? We might have it drop 3,000 or 4,000 points and rally and then go down again and so on. It's hard to say. Nobody can predict that, but it is going lower. And there's a lot of reasons why. I mean, part of the reason, for the whole world economy to be in the state it's in is because it was planned that way. And if you can accept that, you can see why they want the market down eventually. And that's because they want to destroy the value that people have in the market. They've already destroyed it in real estate in the United States, both commercial and residential. And this is probably the last pile of money left they can decimate. And so they're going to take it down. And that's why we've discussed before, you got to be in gold and silver-related assets. Your only protection.
All right, let's go to Rob in Pennsylvania. Rob, you're online. Yes,
gentlemen,
sir.
Good afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to say congratulations on being more relevant and focused every day, bringing us the most concise boil down of all the information we're not finding anywhere else. And also, obviously, Bob Chapman is a great example of all of the informed and really insightful people who we need to be listening to right now. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Justin or whatever was his name yesterday. That was the most refreshing thing to hear that call.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Let's go to Ricky in Florida. Ricky, you're on the line. Man.
Yeah. Hi. My name is Richard Keene. I'm a narrator to the movie about naked short selling called Stock Shock.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a question as far as Goldman Sachs. The FBI put out a report about Sergei Lenikov transferring 1,000 secret codes and files to a German website.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some kind of connection to Germany?
I really don't know because, you know, right after that happened, we got no further information. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Bob, to be honest, I don't even know what this is. Could you go over basically what the caller's talking about here quickly? Because I'm not sure what the topic is.
Well, the caller said that a gentleman worked for Goldman Sachs, stopped working for them, and before he did that, these algorithms which he created, he transferred it to a German company. And Goldman is saying, well, you can't do that, and we're bringing criminal charges against you rather than civil. And the FBI came and picked him up, and then he was released, and we heard nothing further about it, which tells me probably Goldman didn't have a case. Otherwise, we would have heard about it.
All right, let's go to our next caller, Jeff in Michigan. Jeff, you're on the line.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I wanted to see if you, Bob, if you agree with my interpretation of the situation. I believe that we can best find a solution to what the situation we're in by studying the root source of where the pivot point where it all happened. I agree with that previous caller talking about the UCC law and how a debt, if refused, should be discharged. Because the pivot point for me is House Joint Resolution 192. Because when you take away gold and silver as money, you take away the Constitution. It's a contract. It's one piece. You can't just take away a section of the Constitution and expect the rest to be there. When they set aside the Constitution, took away gold and silver as money, they took away legitimate government as well and legitimate law. And all law now is commerce. I started learning about this because of that movie you were in, Jason, Hijacking Humanity,
Paul Verge. Great film. We're going to come back, get Bob Chapman's take, and continue to take your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCS.